Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you for your heart, for the poor, for the lost, for the lonely, for the hurting. And Father, but you don't leave us here. Lord, you pick us up and you heal us and you move us on. Father, because you are so good. And Holy Spirit, we just welcome you here this morning. Let's pray you minister to my heart and all of our hearts, that we might just get something new from you today, that we might see you in a new way, we might catch a bit more of your heart towards us. In Jesus' name, amen. While I was sitting there, I just felt like the Lord just dropped into my heart just a little word for your fellowship. Is that all right? Yeah, and it's like, you know, the story about the cup that runs over. And I believe that, you know, what God's doing here is really good and he loves this fellowship, but I believe that God's got more for you, way more, and that your cup is going to overflow. And it's going to overflow with people, not just with people, but with all you need materially and financially to achieve that. And this place is going to be a cup that is overflowing for his glory, for the community, because God's heart is for this community and he has got you here. Hope you don't mind me saying this, Paul and Christine, for such time as this, because you're going to see and overflowing. And I can see like a big coffee mug with hot chocolate and it's all running down the sides, and it's really good. It's really good. So yeah, but you can test that and see how you feel about that. So what I felt to talk to you guys about this morning is the Good Shepherd, and it's from Luke chapter 10. But I was thinking about it, a more appropriate title would be, Who is My Neighbour? And so let's just read that. I'll read it to you. So it's Luke chapter 10, verses 25 to 37. The parable of the Good Samaritan. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to Jesus to test him. And he said, Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? And Jesus said, What is written in the law? How do you read it? And he answered, Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength and all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said, You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live. But then he wanted to justify himself. So he said to Jesus, Who is my neighbor? In reply, Jesus said, A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho, and he fell into the hands of robbers. They stripped him of his clothes and beat him and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that same road, and when he saw the man, he passed on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, he passed on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he travelled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring in oil and wine. And then he put the man on his donkey and took him to an inn and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper. Look after him, he said, and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you have. Which of these do you think was the neighbour to the man who fell into the hands of the robbers? The expert in the law replied, the one who had mercy on him. And Jesus said, go and do likewise. It's a really interesting word, eh? You know, the people that we would have anticipated would have helped the man just walked over the other side of the road and walked on. And it's really sad. Hey. So I'm trusting the Lord to really speak to my heart this morning too. So if we look at verse 25, it talks about an expert in the law. This is someone like a Pharisee, and he's standing up to Jesus. And Jesus said, you know, he said, what is in the law? And he said, love the Lord your God and love your neighbour. And then Jesus said, who is your neighbour? So if we look at verse 30, there's this man on his way to Jericho. He was beaten and robbed. A priest went by. There were lots of priests that went between Jerusalem and Jericho in those days. I wonder what the man might have thought when he saw the priest come. He might have thought, oh, I'll be okay. He's a priest, a man of God, and he's a fellow Jew. The priest saw the man, a fellow Jew, and crossed the road and walked on by. Then a Levite came. Levites are guys who assist priests. He went out. What if the man thought, oh, I'll be okay now. There's a man of God and a fellow Jew. The Levite saw him, crossed the road and walked on by. Then verse 33 talks about a Samaritan comes along. You know, in those days, it would have been unthinkable for a Samaritan to actually help a Jew. They were a despised people. The Jews detested them. Samaritans had no dealings with Jews at all. But the Samaritan came along. The word said he saw the wounded man. He took pity on him. He went to the man, even though he was a Jew, he went to him. He bound up his wounds. He poured oil and wine in. In the Old Testament, it talks about using oil on wounds, which helps to soften the wounds. I think actually in my nursing experience, I know that some places use oil to help heal wounds. And then what about the bandages? I mean, would he normally have bandages in his bag? Maybe he had to rip up something of his own and bandage him. And then the word says he put him on his donkey and took him to an inn or a motel where he cared for him. And he paid 2 denarii. That's actually equivalent to 2 days' wages. That's a lot of money. Hey, so this really cost this man. It cost him that he went across a cultural barrier, as it were. And it cost him that he took time out of his day. He might have been a businessman in those days. And it cost him his money. And maybe he gave him food and drink. We don't know how long this man had been on the road. And yet he looked after him. And when the Samaritan had to leave, he asked the innkeeper to take care of him. And he said he'd pay any extra that was remaining when he came back. This man had mercy on that man. This picture's a bit like us, like you and me, you know. When we were people beaten up and robbed on the side of the road of life, the enemy had robbed and beaten up us. John 10:10 says, the thief comes to kill, steal and destroy, but Jesus has come to give us life. And if we think about Jesus, he didn't pass by on the other side of the road, but he came to you. And as I was writing this, I was thinking about the prodigal father. You know how the prodigal father, the word says that he went out every day looking down the road to see if his son was coming. And that's like the father's heart towards us. You know, he was looking down the road for you. He was looking for you. You know, looking a long way down. Can I see a little dot coming yet? That's the Father's heart for you this morning. And the word says when he saw the Son, he ran to him and he hugged him. And so that's God's heart to you. He didn't just look. When he saw you coming, he ran to you. And that's his heart towards you this morning. So God saw you and had compassion on you. You're his child. He made you for himself. And he shed his blood to cleanse you. Like the Samaritan poured in wine, Jesus shed his blood to cleanse you. And he's put the Holy Spirit within you, the oil within you to heal the wounds. And he picked you up, not just on his donkey, but he's carrying you. And he paid the ultimate price for you. The blood of God was shed for your salvation. He paid the price. And like the Samaritan who had to move on, God never moves on. He's got his eye on you. He guards you like the pupil of his eye. He never leaves you. He's committed to his work with you and building that relationship. And he who has begun a good work in you will continue it until the day of Jesus Christ. And when we've been healed and when God's healed us, he can take us on to do the same for others. 2 Corinthians verse 1, 3-7 says, the Father of all mercy and comfort, and how he comforts us in our trials and difficulties, and in turn so that we're able to do that for others, so that through the strong empathy and comfort he brings to us, we can bring that to others. My mum always used to say to me, my mum's 94 now, but she always used to say to me, you know, Wendy, your scars or your hard times are going to become someone else's stars. God's going to make them stars in someone else's life. And I just think, oh no, but actually it's true. I didn't quite like it so much when she said that, but actually it's true, eh? When we go through those hard times, God uses that so we can be there for others. And those who are forgiven much, Jesus said, those that are forgiven much love much. They love the Father much and they are loved much. So as we are healed and we show the love of Jesus and compassion to others, James 2 talks about treating everybody equally. I was just thinking about what Francis said about how, you know, about encompassing people no matter what race, what religion and who they are. But James 2 talks about treating everyone equally, whether they're rich or poor, or whoever they are or wherever they've come from. Verse 8 talks about loving our neighbour. And verse 14 to 18 talks about the importance of having a living faith. And Francis was talking about that. I thought, oh my goodness, she's sharing my word. And having a living faith that's outworked in our life, that we work that out in compassion and care and action towards others. And it talks about if someone comes to you and says, oh, I don't have any clothes, I don't have anything to eat, and you don't say, oh, good luck and see you later. It's like we have real faith, and these people are our neighbours. These people are the people alongside us. Jesus did that for us at some stage when we didn't have what we really needed. And so we are the ones to bring his mercy and his love. And that might not be in real big things. It might just be baking a cake for a neighbour or someone you know that's sad. It's just listening to the Holy Spirit. What do people need? Matthew 25 verse 31 is about when the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus, returns in his glory with all his angels. And it talks about him taking a seat in the final judgment. And he will divide the faithful and the unfaithful. And it talks about him saying to the faithful, I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me drink. A stranger or lonely and you welcomed me. I was naked and you clothed me. Sick and you visited me. In prison and you visited me. And the faithful would say back to Jesus, hey, but when did we do those things for you? And Jesus would reply, whenever or whatever you did for the humblest of my brothers, you did it for me. It's so cool to remember that, eh? You know? There's a scripture that talks about when we give to the poor, we lend to the Lord. That's amazing, eh? I love that scripture. I mean, how can we lend to God? But actually, there's a challenge for us here. For me too, eh? And it starts with an attitude of our heart. You know, I'm often quite busy on a bit of a mish out there doing stuff, get stuff to do. But, you know, I've sort of begun to realise recently that I need to ask God to help me be interruptible for Jesus. You know, sometimes you think, oh, there's a temptation to walk on by. But, you know, God's just saying, actually, listen to my heart, his heart for people. I want Jesus to help me to be aware of others. I think, Jeremy, you preached about this something like this, didn't you, when that day when I broke my arm? And he worked out faith in action. And so it's like being open to the Holy Spirit. What does he want us to do? Is there something you want to do? And this is what the Care Centre is all about. It's being a neighbour to those who were like us. And sometimes we still have struggles. And I really respect what you shared this morning, Robin. That was very moving and really deep. And thank you for your honesty. It was really helpful. And it's like being neighbours to those who were like us, those who are beaten up in life and needing care. And like reaching out our hands, our feet and our heart, the heart of Jesus, to the neighbours who are so precious to the heart of God. So I just want to leave that with you this morning. And challenge to me, challenge to all of us, to Holy Spirit, help me be open. Help me be open to the needs of those around me, those people that you love more than anything. So thank you.